Welcome back to another episode, another podcast. This is episode number 8. This is Rooster, hollering back from you from the South, and we're ready to give this a buzz. We have some special guests tonight. Priscilla is back with us. My girlfriend is actually here, and she's going to talk at some point, and she's sugar. And then we have Wilson here, too. Glad to have everybody. How's it?
Glad to be here.
Let's talk about the weather real quick. How is it?
I wish it was warmer.
A little bit warmer?
A little bit warmer.
I'm so glad it's not freaking raining.
Yeah, it's been freaking raining for a long time. But you know what? It's not cold anymore.
Well, it's not cold, but it's not warm enough. I mean, I would rather have been on my motorcycle than in my truck, and it just wasn't warm enough.
Yeah, it's not yet. But you're going to ride it anyway, soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
On your day.
Shut up. Wilson's back from Iraq for just a week, and then he's heading on back.
Yeah.
Right?
Back Monday evening. Unfortunately. Don't want to go back.
How long is your airplane flight?
30 hours.
It's a long damn time.
How tall are you, Wilson?
6'4".
6'4", in an airplane.
You fly 30
hours.
I have flown business for the last 4 years. This is the first time I've flown coach in 4 years. And I would rather be castrated.
Why's that?
I was thinking you'd rather have a root canal.
No,
is it loud enough?
Yeah, we can.
I would rather be castrated. It was terrible, and I'm dealing with restless legs, and you sit. And
how can we get? I mean,
castrate?
Yeah, I mean, if you said I'd rather be castrated, how does that really happen?
You should have said a root canal.
You should have said a. Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
I don't know, I was just wondering. I mean,
I would rather have a root canal.
All right, because that we can work out.
You can work out castration too. You ever heard of Bobby? I got to do it in the sleep. All you need is a steak knife and you're castrated.
Alrighty, good to know.
Well, you already knew that. Everybody knows that, right?
I didn't know that.
Lorena Bobbitt?
Lorena, I said
Lorena. Well, I know that now, but I didn't realize that. I mean, I thought it was like a legal form of, you know, I didn't know that I could just castrate you, but okay.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
I mean, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't.
Well, you just said you'd rather be than go back.
So well,
I'm
how
going
are you going
back. So, on an airplane.
No, economy?
Castrated.
I'm economy.
Again.
$1,241 for economy versus $4,900 for business.
Ouch.
So I just went ahead and said, you know, I just left Iraq, or I just left the United States for Iraq on the 14th of February. And here I am back.
And if you're castrated while you're back, you may not need as much room, leg room, on the way back. So
economy may work. It's not that big word. You don't have to worry about the leg room.
You're 6'4".
She's talking about something else. Castrated, get it?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk about, Wilson and I will talk about my air gun, because he likes guns.
He
would not buy the air gun I just bought, though.
Well, I like that when y'all this summer shot that gun that Wilson had that was so humongous it looked like it should be mounted on a fucking...
I shot the shit out of that too.
And poor little Rooster hit, boom! Her whole body went berserk.
Last week we were sitting in Iraq watching YouTube and...
You're back.
We were watching YouTube and there were some young ladies, small ladies like yourself, shooting big guns like that. Getting hit right between the four eyes. You shot it very well.
What, you shot? You saw people get killed?
No, you can go to YouTube and watch, you know, small women shooting these big guns and watching the guns.
What is that, like you're kind of born? What?
No, I didn't.
Jesus,
Leroy, my co-worker brought it up and he said, you got to see this. This girl got hit the same gun you shot. She's about your size. Right? I mean, blood everywhere.
That was not going to happen, no matter what.
Yeah.
I can't look
shooting
the gun.
You look good doing it. You're right. Matter of fact, you need all the pictures back. I got them all.
I do, and I need those ones back from Las Vegas.
I got it all.
Yeah, but apparently you won't send it to her. She's asked several times.
I need pretty pictures of my girl.
She's so pretty.
What
you're
do you mean?
Pretty too.
I wasn't back long enough to send it to her.
Oh, well, hell no, because when you went
several times and you
after you first met her, you're like on me like white on rice until I sent those pictures.
Well, she's pretty.
My point.
Well, she's pretty too.
Send them.
Good point. I got a lot of them here, and
you know, wait, what? What?
Excuse me.
You excuse me, Wilson.
Excuse me. Bounce
them out of here.
Excuse me, Priscilla. I have a lot of them here, and I got my SIM card. I'll give it to you. You don't have them all on it. You got a card reader on this thing?
It goes through my phone. But there you go. It's all good.
All right,
move on. Let's talk about Priscilla.
Let's talk about...
I wouldn't, if I were you, right, just a second.
We could talk about other things.
Well, let's discuss killing things briefly. I tried to kill a mouse that was in my compost pile, which is why I bought the air gun. But it was so fucking cute, I couldn't do it.
Well, I got bad news for all of you.
What?
I did some killing yesterday.
Don't tell me. Some more birds.
I killed 3 woodpeckers yesterday.
He killed woodpeckers.
That's illegal.
That is illegal, and I'm calling the law.
I didn't bring my phone with me.
I got a phone. What am I, retarded?
No, you're not retarded. You're beautiful. But
we can't use the word retarded because there are actually retarded people.
I'm sorry. Am I special?
You are special. Yes, you are special.
Okay, why did you kill the woodpeckers?
They were killing my chimney.
She sugar doesn't understand.
I have a cedar chimney.
Which was what? Smart or not smart to build?
I didn't realize they were going to eat it.
Can you coat it with something?
It's coated. I did everything I was supposed to. Now, I've been told I need to buy a plastic owl and put on top of it.
Yes. That's what you need to do. And that's what I told Blue so she wouldn't kill the rat. That blue house thing that the owls are in.
Yes.
That's what Rooster needs to get, or put a plastic owl out there so that she doesn't have to blow them.
Yeah, worry with them. Mice
and I love little screech owls. They're so cute, and they're nesting right now, or they start nesting in February. And if you get a little house, and with all the woods around here, I think it'd be cute to have a little screech owl out there.
I like screech
and
owls.
There would be no rodents.
Would
I'm surprised Rooster could.
Would it do like that?
I'm surprised you couldn't shoot the rat.
Oh, they go.
I couldn't do it.
I mean, I can see.
Why are they calling screech owls?
I mean, it was really disgusting. If it would just go by the fence and in and out of the panels.
But then,
when I started
like
eating,
Whitman,
it looked like a little chipmunk. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Akita?
But Akita killed him anyway.
Yes.
Still too big. An owl house. Precious to watch.
What about a bat house? Why the hell
no.
Why don't we just...
I don't need any bat guano. I just watched Oh My Man's Back On. Have y'all seen that?
Bats?
Exterminator guy from
Now they named it Billy the Exterminator. Yeah. It's a little too polished for me. I liked it the first season.
He's too much more like
but
that
it's back
dog
on.
The bounty.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
What does he do to kill bats?
And he's in Louisiana, so it's like
he
a country show,
whatever.
Too. Whatever. So this time it was
snakes,
a rattlesnake.
Alligators.
And then the second part of the show was bats. Had gotten in somebody's house.
But he just removes them from the house. He doesn't kill them.
No, and that's why
I love
him.
No, he won't kill them if he doesn't have to.
And he took the snake to a snake handler and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What is the name of him? I can't remember. Herpetologist.
No, that's
Vector
Jeff
Control.
Corwin. He is a herpetologist.
No, what I'm saying is Billy took...
No.
What
he
had?
No. I was thinking the...
The one from
Australia. He wasn't a herpetologist. He was just an idiot.
He was a good... He had a very entertaining show.
Oh, God.
I loved his heart.
Okay, I liked that about him, but the rest of him...
You didn't know. Yeah.
Priscilla, you're killing me.
Sorry.
But I do like how Billy doesn't kill him.
I know. I like it. I like that part about him, too.
I feel bad about killing the birds. I'm not killing.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You just totally admitted it.
And no, I said I have something terrible to admit, and I admitted it, but I didn't say I enjoyed it. But
yeah, you did. 1, 2, 3, bam.
What kind of woodpeckers were they?
They were
the kind that are almost extinct in Alabama. That
they are extinct now because I killed them. They're not extinct at all. There's thousands of them.
Oh.
And they're all on his chimney.
They're all on my chimney, yeah.
I wish we had video of the faces right now in this room.
Oh, woodpecker.
I'm not a killer.
No.
Wilson, what are you?
I'm a lover.
He's a lover, not a fighter.
But I'm not a killer. I mean...
All right. Okay, so do we want the discussion to get heated, or do we want to keep it funny in life?
Light and funny.
I thought we asked for emails.
Well, hell, I haven't published publicize this that much.
Oh, yet. So people can email and ask you questions, and that'd be neat. But
I know.
Yeah.
But I want to know what poor sap sitting around listening to this.
I listen to podcasts all the time.
What's wrong with you?
You just offended a million listeners.
Dipstick, Wilson, you know what you need to do? Bounce. Because that was me. To other people who might be listening to us.
All of our fans.
I am not bouncing.
Look, honestly, Wilson, this goes across the nation. And it's like listening to, you know, the Car Guys on NPR.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. They have their podcast. I like the girls. Those three girls that have the turd tool or douche contest. Like, they start talking about people in general, like in public, and they go, okay, is he a turd, tool, or a douche? You know?
Talking about a guy?
Isn't that a good one, though?
Well, there's lesser degrees. Like, I mean, I think turd is, like, the less degree.
Okay.
No, maybe tool.
Tool, turd, or douche.
Tool and turd probably are...
They're kind of...
Yeah, you can kind of go either way with those. Douche, really bad.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, you bring up... whoever's in the news right now, like our governor or whomever, or our mayor.
Total douche.
Yeah, douche, big time. I mean,
douche squared, who still hasn't apologized,
right.
I might add.
So I like the turd tool or douche. They're the little girls, and they're funny to me.
What show is it?
It's on the Satellite Sisters, but I don't have it anymore.
Oh, it's on Satellite Radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so removed from all this stuff.
I know, and this is something that would entertain you when you're in a rap.
It would.
There's all kinds of podcasts out there.
So you just go to iTunes and look at podcasts? And...
Yeah, or you can do it on the web.
Huh.
And you can subscribe to them, because I get tired of listening to music over and over, so I listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I like talk radio.
It's perfect for you, then.
I love talk radio.
And this is right up your alley.
And you can hear yourself.
Well, just once. I doubt I could ever find it again.
Not true. You just go to gaydownsouth.com and it's right there.
Say it again.
GayDownSouth.com.
GayDownSouth. Wilson's on GayDownSouth.
You are. It's good to have straight people on here because a lot of times our relationship things are the same.
There's no difference about that. I would agree with you 100%.
You've come around, haven't you, Wilson?
It's all the same.
It is.
Wilson traveled and went to Vegas with gay people. And I bet he never thought that would happen.
And had a wonderful time. I'd do it again.
Yeah, it was fun as hell.
Yeah.
Except I don't gamble. But there was plenty to look at. And
gamble.
If I had had the tool and the turd and the douche thing, I could have sat around and done that all day. Every day.
Everyone was a douche.
We turned Priscilla into
There were some tools.
We turned Priscilla into a wild gambler.
What the fuck?
Watch yourself on that craps table. You were a wild.
Yeah, you got into it towards the end there.
Oh, yeah. You were throwing him.
Don't look at me like you're acting like you were.
You and that black lady that had the diabetes.
She went into a diabetic coma.
I had to help her out for crying
that's
out
not,
loud.
I'm not talking about
while
that.
While she's having the coma, she's telling me what to bet, so I'm still going to bet it.
Yeah.
And still help her out with her chocolate.
Yeah, you had one hand on doing chest compressions and one hand.
And another hand stole the dice.
Well, tell them about the lady, though, the people that go in Las Vegas. She was in an electric wheelchair.
Yes.
She was homeless.
She still had on the hospital tag. She had just been released from the hospital.
And I would say she was homeless, yeah.
100%. Well, she had to have cash from somewhere.
She had
a disability check that she had just cashed.
And she was good at craps.
She was a diabetic.
If I'm exaggerating, tell me, but I don't know how much we started with, but I think you put $500 in your pocket on that one episode.
I gave some to Lenny.
Well, that's not important, but I'm saying you won at least $500 that one when you were throwing the dice. Was it more?
I don't know. I won.
Yeah, you won.
But I also won that sweet homeless lady's name. You know what her name was? April.
April? April won.
No, April as in the month that it used to be or it's going to be soon. And I did win some money. But it was only Carmen because I helped her come out of her diabetic coma.
Yeah, you were yelling to people, get this woman a Pepsi.
Yeah,
I didn't say Pepsi. I said fucking orange juice.
And then I went to the bartender and he was like, we don't deal with that. Ask the hostess. I was like, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm from the South. It made me like...
Yeah. And she was trying to open up her chocolates and I was like, don't stick any more of that in you. And then she pulled out her syringe and I was like, you have not tested yourself yet. I was really upset. She didn't really care.
No, she's probably done it 100 times.
Well, yeah, probably.
Didn't really
matter.
She was okay.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
And you went to your first drag show?
Yeah. I was going to.
I like the strip show.
Come on.
Where we asked that guy, "Did these girls get naked?"
Your video was awesome.
Not that girl.
That was
please
awesome.
No. Yeah, he goes, not that one.
You know, I went to that same strip club about 7-8 years ago. I took my father there.
And, oh, nice. I'm just saying.
Okay, but I took my father there, and I don't think he'd ever been to a strip club before. And the women in there were beautiful then. That's why I took you guys there. But
are you sure you weren't shit-faced? Or had it changed that much?
We were shit-faced when we went back down.
I was shit-faced this time.
True,
and they were, they
you
were not,
so red like you were wearing lipstick.
Yeah, they were not very attractive. I was hoping they didn't take their clothes off, for God's sakes.
Well, remember when we said, did they get naked? And that guy goes, not that one. How about when that guy was not pleasuring himself?
Much.
And he goes, just stand up next time. And I kept going,
no.
They can't see you. She's popping up and down right now.
And he never looked at her every time I stood up. Oh, that was the worst.
The guy was pleasing himself.
That was
foul. Nasty. Yeah, it was nasty. But if we ever have it to do it.
I know.
If we ever have it to do it again, we're going to Cheetah's, and that's a classy.
Okay.
Yeah, Cheetah's. That's what we had mentioned.
Because we wanted to watch
the show.
That's
where we wanted to go in the first place.
But it's a classy strip joint.
Right.
That's
an oxymoron, isn't it? I would think so.
No,
how
jumbo
about
shrimp is
the
an
three of y'all, though, were so funny because where the table was wasn't more than 3 yards from the catwalk.
If one of them fat girls would have fell on us, it killed us all.
No, it's not that. I know that they can hear 3 yards,
they
and I know
hear,
that they can see it.
They
from
can hear
3 yards.
And
they
not,
can hear Priscilla.
I am not quiet.
The three of
Priscilla has no filter.
And
drunk, but drinking,
no, but somebody, one of the dancers would walk out and y'all's faces, y'all were mortified, so I know they saw that, and then one of y'all would say,
oh my God!
I'm
sure it did a lot for
you. There is one that is still ingrained in my mind.
Confidence.
She had a green bikini on with sequins, and she had blonde hair, and it was curled up like Porky or Miss Piggy. And she had a huge belly. You remember that one?
Maybe she just had a baby.
I do not. I only remember.
Maybe she was pregnant.
I remember the one with the big run in her pants.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hole in the back.
The one that was putting her boobs on those people's faces or heads or something. That's all I remember.
Because she knocked their drink over, and so she had to make
with
up for it. So, or her belly. I'm not sure what it was, but she was making up for knocking their drink over. So she gave them a little extra love by
giving them the booby dance.
The boob dance.
So, what was the name of that strip joint?
I don't recall.
Shithole.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Wait a minute.
It was on Fremont Street.
Fremont Street.
And it's right in the middle.
It's in the middle. Don't.
The
what the point of this
thingy.
Is, don't go to that
so
strip
good.
Club.
All 20 of them.
Oh, God. Those were good. I love anything banana.
The banana daiquiris.
You talking about the daiquiris we had there that night?
Oh, yeah. You
that's
got
the only reason we went in
there. Wilson.
I don't think I got silly.
I don't care. I did.
No, you did.
I did.
But
I love
silly,
anything banana.
That day from the daiquiris. Remember we y'all said we hadn't seen Wilson like that.
Oh yeah, you let your guard down a little bit.
No.
You got goofy on that.
Yeah,
first
you were having
daiquiri.
Fun.
I'm having fun right now, but.
Oh, it's showing.
Honey, Priscilla.
What? He's up.
He's up.
Yeah, don't have so much fun.
I am having fun.
So what if we did like relationship do's and don'ts, but we don't like get into depth with y'all's recent explosion?
Go ahead.
Okay, relationship do's.
I'm not gonna start the conversation. You can't roast.
Do
sugar.
Be respectful.
Raise your hand if you agree with that.
I do.
We all did, just in case you couldn't see that.
Everybody.
Do bring something to the relationship.
Okay. I have a question.
Uh-oh.
I do. Support, and can you support someone's choice without agreeing with it?
That's hard for me. But I think you should.
Okay.
I do think you should. I think it's harder to do that than say, than to know that you should do it. You know what I mean? I think it takes longer time to think about it than, and I think you should not initially react.
So just because someone doesn't agree with it, that does not mean that they can't support it, right?
not support that, but support you.
Okay, there you go. Support you. So you can support the person regardless of whether you agree with the choice.
I would agree with that. Okay.
But what kind of choices are we talking about?
That's general.
Give a generic example. All right, say...
For somebody to confront someone with something or to just bite their tongue and let it roll off their back. If one party thinks that they should bite their tongue, but their choice is to confront it and say something, even though somebody doesn't agree with that choice, they can still support the person in making that choice.
Too vague. You got to give an example.
I do have to be...
I think I know what you mean. I think that it's hard to do initially, especially in the heat of it, because you want to initially you want to react with what your own opinion is. Mm-hmm. But when you think back on it and you have time to reflect on it, I think that ultimately, because you're in a relationship with someone, you support the person that you're in the relationship with. You don't always have to agree on their stance on something.
Right.
And so you can say, I don't agree with that. I'll support you. I will not support your decision to do X, Y, Z.
Trust that they know
what
the choice is.
That's their life, and I will support you and your journey.
When you support that person in their journey, but you don't support whatever X, Y, Z is, how can you sometimes separate the two? Because the two are the same.
Well, let's just say it can be anything from a situation with a coworker to a situation with the checkout
or pro-choice or pro-life. I mean, it could be that big, don't you think?
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
I understand that, but I mean, it could be that big or that little of to the point of mm-hmm. this bitch that works next to me, and I want to confront her, and it's not really in my best interest because I should just let it roll off my back and just be done with it because there's really nothing that's going to happen good from it if I do it. It's just going to make me feel better.
Let it go
or not, but I can't let it go. So,
well, there's some personal gratification there.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is, okay, so it's me and you. If my solution is, you know, I wouldn't say anything.
Right.
But
my solution is bust it wide open.
So go for it. I support you. I just wouldn't handle it that way. That doesn't mean I don't support you, right?
I would say that, yes.
I would say to you,
that's not the way I would handle it, but if it blows up,
I'm in your corner,
right? I'm totally with you.
Sometimes though, when you're doing all that, you need to say, "But I love you."
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because without that, you're wrong and I'm right.
Right.
Period.
I think that you need to say, that is not the way I would handle it.
I'm sitting here with three women.
Shut up.
And I would love to understand what the hell they're talking about.
I can give an example with Caleb, your crazy ass fucking roommate for a short time.
I just need an example. I need something that you're talking. What are you talking about?
Okay, she had this roommate for a brief time who seriously was crazy. And so for 2+ weeks, I let Sugar handle it the way she wanted to, and I was very supportive. I listened to the way she wanted to handle it.
Even though you didn't think she was handling it correctly?
Absolutely not, because I'm more like Priscilla, and I would have been like, get the fuck out right now. So it got to a point where Sugar was scared of him. And
so
I was like, fuck
too nice.
That. Yes, she is too nice. Sometimes.
Well, and
but
also,
sometimes
also
if it was a different matter, she
was also
be great.
Taking advantage of Sugar.
Which directly involves her at this point. And so I was like, hell no. And all I wanted to do was call the sheriff and see what her rights were. And so finally the foot dropped. But I was supportive of her until that time, until she got scared. And?
That's a good example.
I think it's a great example.
Yay.
But you still didn't like it, and she's called me bossy since then.
Well,
was that bossy?
You're not bossy. Don't let them corner you.
I mean, what would you have done?
I'm on your side. You're not bossy.
What would you have done?
I have no idea what I would have done.
Well, I was tired of running around in circles waiting for her to say, get the fuck out.
All right, well, I think it boils down to people are going to handle things the way they've always done.
But once my girlfriend is scared, fuck whoever they are.
Right. I understand that. But until she gives you the green light to...
I couldn't do it anymore.
Well, but not, you don't need you don't need a green light if you're the one that you love isn't in your perception in some kind of danger. Then
right.
You need to act.
Thank you, Wilson.
Yeah. Whether you're right or wrong at the time, we don't know. We'll find out. History will tell.
Oh, I was
totally
right.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. But you could have been wrong, and history would have told on you.
No.
But you weren't.
No. But by doing it her patient way for a while, it's still amicable with her, which is good. So it's a good balance.
Right.
Look, Sugar's like done talking now.
No, she's not.
No. It's just boring. We can move. I just didn't know. I wanted a clarification from the group, because y'all are all wise, that you can support people and love people even though you don't understand their choice in solving a problem. You can still support whatever.
Right, and I think a lot of that has to do with the way we were raised.
Talking about Southern dysfunction.
Right, where there's a lot of sweeping under the carpet and wanting to help hold manners and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it just, some of us weren't brought up by Southern folk.
Well, I was brought up here in the South, but I left at 17 and I just recently came back, so I don't know if I...
All right, bring up another topic.
Okay, relationship, don't. Don't cheat.
Don't cheat. I go with that.
That's my number one, and Sugar knows it. Day it happens, I'm done.
I would say that.
But that's really my biggest don't. I can't handle mental either. Psycho, for real, mental. Any other don'ts?
Well, no, psycho. Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be psycho.
Don't burp or poot in somebody's face.
That's a good one.
Well, nobody does that here in this room, except Priscilla. I've never heard you burp or poot. I'm sorry.
Heard her poot. You said the whole thing.
Yeah, one time when she was sleeping.
You got nothing to say about that one, do you?
Yeah, butt fucker.
I did.
What do you got to say about that?
You're asleep, and so no one is there to verify that that was actually an accurate statement.
But I think the other two people in this room, two of the three people in this room, not including me, think I'm telling the truth.
Well, and guess who? He or she.
And now the rest of the United States.
I've heard you fart.
Never said I didn't. But.
I don't know.
You're the one that says I never fart. I never poop.
Not in front of people.
Well. No, you don't. You're very, very beautiful, sweet.
Okay, God, y'all are gonna make me vomit. Okay, any more knots? Because we put ours up.
I'm done.
No more knots?
I agreed with them.
Hey, what was that thing you were talking about? The five? I want to hear from them.
The five. Y'all don't have, he's had his five, one of his fives was Cindy Lauper.
But I want to know the rest of your fives.
All right. I just threw them out.
You should talk about Cindy Lauper. Ooh, okay.
Because I don't know Sugar's fives.
Mine, and they change. I think they can change, because mine might have changed. I mean, was that in your face?
No, I think it's out.
The new cigarettes are out when you don't pull on them, yeah.
Who are your fives?
What's that?
Who are your fives? One of his fives was the girl from Earl.
Oh, yeah. The
Jamie Lee Presley.
From North Carolina.
Cutie.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
And she's funny, so that's
good. She's
funny,
yeah, she's good.
Cyndi Lauper was one of your fives.
I just always love Cyndi Lauper's music. Now, Cyndi Lauper's not very attractive, but
she's your five. That's two.
Yeah,
who else?
I guess I'm stuck with her forever because I said that.
No, you can change your vibes, but come up with another one.
See, I'm not a celebrity. I don't know celebrities.
It doesn't matter. So you pick anybody.
It could be anybody.
Well, how come I'm
It could
first?
Be the person be that works at Andy's.
Okay. Sugar will go.
Andy's?
I don't know what the name of that fucking grocery store is you go to.
Is there a thing called Andy's? Okay, go ahead.
Sammy's.
I'm thinking too. You have to put me on the spot.
Yeah, it's on the
spot. Because she picked Nicole Kidman as one of hers, and I said maybe I could have her husband.
See, and that would open a whole another can of worms, which I don't want open, but Keith Urban could definitely be one of the top five. And yeah. I figure.
Keith Urban's great, but I don't think he's on my top five.
He's not in my top five. That's not going to open a can of worms.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I mean, I said because it's a famous thing. It's never really going to happen.
Right. Well, Keith Urban,
you'd have a pass if it could.
Right. If he happened to walk up to you, you get a pass.
You know what? A threesome with Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. I can't imagine doing that. Well, I'm saying I can't imagine doing that anyway. It was funny.
I'll wait outside. But I'm not
as if I'd ever.
Can I have Cher 25 years ago?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, we're now.
The drag queen Cher looked pretty good.
Yeah, that was 25 years ago, Cher.
You like the Britney one.
Britney Spears, especially when she's all trouble.
You picked Taylor Swift, who's in fucking high school, for crying out loud.
You know, you're making me into a pervert.
Yes.
You are. Who else, Sugar? I want to know.
Pretty boy.
I like the girl that looks like you from Sugarland. She's cute.
The girl that looks like her from Sugarland.
Yeah.
All right.
Her.
I brought up a video in Iraq with my buddies, and I showed them a video. And they said, Leroy said, she looks like, what's her name?
What is that girl's name?
Sugar.
Jennifer Nettles.
Jennifer Nettles. We went to the website, and I'm like, holy crap. Spitting image.
Yeah. She's the Fox.
Yeah.
Sugar's Fox. We can't deny.
Spitting image. I said, no doubt.
And she sings better, actually.
So that's a good name for you, Sugar.
Wait, that's why she's got it. Anybody else? You're weak tonight. I gotta say, Priscilla, you're not on.
I've already had my bath done.
Yeah, I'm just talking about in general, though.
Thanks.
Well, last time, I mean, come on.
Y'all got me quiet because I'm thinking about my five.
Alright, who else? I had Matthew McConaughey, but... And then I had Sting, of course.
And then some unattractive older gentleman.
Oh, no. He's not unattractive.
He is to me.
But I like his acting. Robert Duvall.
Yeah. He's not cute.
Robert Duvall, I like him in his movies. He's awesome.
Me too. I agree.
I love him.
But he's not cute.
He's a father figure for you.
Of course.
If I were straight, I'd like Johnny Depp. But I'm not.
He's weird.
But he
is weird.
He's got a look to him, though.
Yeah, but it's different every time. I could see that. He could be in six for me.
He's good looking.
Yeah, sometimes. And then sometimes just really weird, like that whole...
No, are y'all thinking of people that y'all would want to do or just have dinner with? Or,
oh, it's you know, a do it. It's like a do it.
That's what's hard. I can't think of somebody, of just see, somebody
but
that
it's just a random...
I'm with you on that. I just don't think that
okay,
way.
Okay, well, you two are too good for us.
No,
because you wouldn't.
I just don't think that way.
Okay.
Like Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
Love to go hang out and have a beer. But I don't
want to have sex with
her. Yeah.
But maybe Lenny what
Kravitz,
I can't.
Okay. Love Lenny Kravitz.
He could be number seven.
Don't want to
do him.
You know, throw him on the floor or anything. But he'd be one of the top five or six people that I'd want to hang out with.
All right. It's not the people that you'd love to have dinner with. It's the people that you just say... All of a sudden, you get a pass, and you get to have do it with, and then you leave.
What do you mean a pass? Who do you need a pass from?
Your significant other, dipstick.
Priscilla. Ouchie. All right, habits. Let's go into habits.
Habits?
What are gross habits that you don't like your partner
smoking
have?
Smoking sucks.
No,
we have our,
yeah, throw me a lighter.
There are four of us smoking in here, out of four.
Yeah.
But smoking sucks.
It does. Your mouth tastes like an ashtray.
It does. And it stinks, and it's bad for
what
you.
What about clipping toenails and fingernails in the bed?
Oh, God.
Not done that.
That's repulsive.
Yeah, because are you going to be able to find them all, for one?
Nobody does that.
I don't think we do
that. People do that. I'm
not
just
in
saying
this room.
It's repulsive.
Not in this room.
Has it happened in a past relationship for me? I guess it has, or I wouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah.
I will... Mm.
What's your bad habits there, Priscilla?
I don't
Not know. Yours personally, the ones you don't want to see.
Nothing. I can't even talk.
My father has, it's a fetish thing, I think, with cleaning his ears with these Q-tips that are a foot long.
Like the doctor Q-tips?
Exactly, because he is a retired, you know, medical person, and it is... If it's just
so he's got this thing out here like this, huh?
Working. Oh, and it doesn't matter where it is.
Hello.
Don't clean your
picking
don't.
Your teeth in a restaurant. You wait until you get out of the door.
My God,
that's perfect.
Grab the toothpick. Wait till you get in the car.
Do not put it in your mouth as you even walk out the door.
Oh, smack in your face. I'm just gonna go.
I hate smacking.
We all have the smack in the food store.
I know one you don't like though.
What?
Do not sip soup from a bowl.
No, you can do that in other countries, but not America.
Or cereal, though.
Unless you're by yourself.
Right.
Or yeah, if you can sip it without making that sound, that might be a
problem. No, you're not allowed to bring the bowl up to your face. Like a doggy.
Oh, well, I'll probably do that, sugar. I like my milk from my cereal.
Yeah, that's good.
Sugar that's
stuff.
Not one that bothers me.
Yeah, I was busted on that once. Tomato soup.
It was.
Don't even. Yeah, he's like he's worried.
So are we done tonight or what?
Well, it was fun.
Yeah, we're fighting out here.
Yeah, we aren't good.
You didn't follow the thing.
I don't know if I have anything else on here though. No, just books.
She's out.
And here, like, I'll pose a question.
Okay.
There's three teachers in the room. I'm not a teacher. What three things do you most hate about teaching?
We're scared to answer because kids will be one of them.
That would be one of them. Non-parenting.
That's awful.
And then,
see, non-parenting. We got to delete
parents.
This. The parents,
pay,
the students,
pay,
and the pay.
Non-parenting at home.
And
the bureaucracy.
Political bullshit.
Yeah.
There
you
go.
You ask what?
No, it's
what,
administrative stuff too. Yeah.
Then you ask though something that teachers love about it. The first thing that they're going to say is the kids. So I think that
right.
You can't say the one thing you hate. You would say the kids.
See, and I don't have an issue with that.
And then the other thing that you love is the kids.
Mine's the bureaucracy, and it's not necessarily government. It's government handed down, which is something else that pisses
me off.
Well,
I asked the question because I hear all three of you talk all the time, and you know you're also tired when you come home from teaching.
Yeah, to wear you the fuck out.
I guess.
We're changing the world.
Changing the world.
Change the world and help
even
parent.
Miss D, in 5 years old.
I bet Strong, one of her things she hates is changing diapers.
That's part of
it.
That's not, that, do you enjoy that?
Have you had to do it in a while? You took it off.
Need a cheat sheet.
I need a cheat sheet.
We gotta do it.
Well, I totally even missed it.
Flag on the play. We gotta do over.
Now it's delete.
Because there's been.
It's your fault you took it off.
We've all been given up.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make conversation. I've effed up.
It's all good, and you can actually say fucked up. Because I just put an explicit thing on there.
When I heard theirs, it was F, F, F,
we were drinking like
sows. I mean, it was hilarious.
Strong's never said that word.
That's my favorite word.
Yeah.
No, we have the same favorite word that we don't need to say.
Why?
But we say it all the time.
Oh, the Southern women?
GD.
That's the word.
Did you give Sugar her thing from far away yet?
I have not.
Go get it.
Go get it. End
well, y'all
don't
have to talk, or you want me to stop the recording?
You can end it. Hey, we had a good time.
Yeah,
we'll
catch you. We'll be more lively, I guess, next time. We sound like a bunch of boring old fuddy duddies tonight.
Yeah.